Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
For up-to-the-moment Rhode Island news, follow at Bill Bartholomew on X. As Rhode Island's first ever member-owned credit union, Navigant Credit Union has been a staple in the local business community for more than 108 years. Today, Navigant is a $3.4 billion institution serving more than 136,000 members across 25 physical branch locations. But since its founding in 1915, the mission has never changed. Navigant Credit Union's team of financial professionals have remained committed to improving the financial well-being of the families, businesses, and communities they serve across Rhode Island. Learn more at NavigantCU.org.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.
So we've been spending a lot of time here on the show over the last couple of years talking about the housing crisis and really all things related to housing and even beyond housing, just property, infrastructure, the forward progress of our state. And one area of interest that we've had a chance to tap into a little bit is real estate. And it's such a broad conversation that requires so much expertise to really facilitate, whether that's on a transactional side or just in general on a conversational side, from expertise on zoning, the zigzag zoning we have in this state from municipality to municipality, to just sort of anytime you talk about planning, you have to have expertise behind it. And in tandem with that thought and beyond it, Roger Williams University is actually alone in the state in instituting a master's program in real estate. The Cummings Institute for Real Estate offers what they describe as a powerful multidisciplinary curriculum. And it's, as I said, the real estate program at Roger Williams University. It combines architecture, preservation, construction management, engineering, business, law, public administration and leadership, humanities, and science, as they say, into a powerful new curriculum that prepares graduates with expansive skill sets and perspectives to meet the multifaceted challenges of real estate. That is also true. And having that broad base of expertise and experience only helps all of us when we have people in the field who know what they're doing, because that is, hey, it's essential to us moving forward. So I guess the best thing to do is if each of our wonderful guests want to introduce themselves so that we can associate the voice with the person, and then we'll get into questions about the actual program plus an upcoming symposium. I guess let's start with Margaret.
Hi, it's really a pleasure to be with you, Bill. I'm Margaret Everett. I'm the Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Roger Williams University.
And Heather.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having us on today. My name is Heather Bedulian. I'm a real estate professional and also a Roger Williams graduate. I graduated in 1997 with a degree in construction management.
All right. Well, thank you both again for your time. Let's start with the program. And Margaret, what's so distinctive about Roger Williams University's real estate program?
Right. So we were really thrilled to put these programs together. We now have the master's that you mentioned. We have a certificate in real estate, and we have a new undergraduate minor in real estate. We're really excited about that. And what we realized as we were putting it together was that we really had a unique opportunity, as you alluded to in your introduction, to combine law, engineering, construction management, business, architecture, and other programs that we offer to really provide students with a comprehensive, interdisciplinary understanding of the field of real estate, including commercial real estate, housing, to understand the regulatory environment, to understand environmental challenges that we're facing and how that impacts planning. And that is really unique. There are very few schools that offer the combination of programs that we can pull together to offer that kind of real estate programming. And what we heard so clearly from our board of advisors, which is made up of largely alums, very successful people who work in various facets of real estate, like Heather, was that they needed professionals who had that comprehensive understanding of real estate. They needed architects who understood a pro forma, and they needed finance people who understood the regulatory environment. They talked to us about the complexity of sites in the Northeast and a lot of adaptive reuse and all the things that come together to make those projects work. So I think that's what we offer that's distinctive, and it's really been a pleasure to put the programs together.
Well, that multifaceted approach is so essential, particularly in a place like the Northeast, particularly in a place like Rhode Island, where we have such substantial population density in tandem with a housing crisis of epic proportions and major challenges when it comes to zoning, not only on a municipal level and on a last mile level when it comes to infrastructure, but also on an environmental level. That's so key and something that is incorporated into the program that's really essential. How do you go about teaching and learning in this program with so much of a robust set of arenas to digest?
Yeah, we focus a lot on case studies, on real world examples. We have this incredible network because of the programs that we've offered for many years. We have an incredible network of real estate professionals that can help us bring those real world examples into the curriculum. So that's an approach that we take throughout our programming at Roger Williams, very, very much tied to real world experiential learning. But it's particularly true in the case of our real estate program. So students will look at a community like Warren that's dealing with planning for sea level rise. They'll look at a real example of a major real estate development project in New York with an alum there. They'll look at housing policy with our executive director, Richard Godfrey, who's an expert and has a whole career in housing and affordable housing in particular. So we do focus on theory, but we focus a lot on real world examples.
And with that, I would assume comes a pathway and a connection directly to the industry and all aspects of the industry as you've developed this programming and have, I'm assuming that based on what you've said, you've had a variety of expertise formulate the curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely. We worked very closely with both our faculty and the board of advisors on developing the curriculum. And with the master's program, we are planning for students to be really embedded in internships or in the careers that they already have and connecting what their experiences are in the field with what we're learning in the classroom.
Heather, you're an alumna of Roger Williams, you're a trustee and a real estate board of advisor member. You're also the managing director and head of development at Berkshire. And coming up on April 25th at District Hall in Providence, that's over there, the CIC Wexford Innovation Center, right by the pedestrian bridge, for anyone who's not familiar. It's a fantastic facility, I must say, and it's where a real estate symposium is going to be held. And looking ahead to that, registration is required. So certainly register if this is something you're interested in. You can get the tickets online at rwu.edu/symposium-real-estate. Let's get into that symposium. But before doing so, based on your experience in the field and what you kind of see as an incoming workforce in this sector, what are some of the key elements that you feel are either gaps in an educational sense or strengths that should be consistently emphasized when it comes to professionals entering the broad real estate industry?
You know, it's interesting. I reflect often on what it was like being a student, and in graduating in 1997 with a degree in construction management, I don't think I had an appreciation of what opportunities were available in the real estate field. Now, certainly that's changed. The students today are much more aware of their career paths, but they may not know exactly how to get there. What's really interesting about the program that's been created at Roger Williams is it's taking advantage of the programs and the schools that already existed, and recognizing that real estate is very all-encompassing. Virtually everyone touches real estate, they don't even realize it. So for our students, it's really important that they're learning and as Margaret described, understanding the different facets of what goes into planning or policy. But it's also important that they're understanding the differences that a lawyer might have in their perspective or a contractor might have in their perspective. So that learning and understanding each other is equally as important as the facts and the actual knowledge that they're getting with their degree. So I think as I think about some of the gaps that I've seen over the years as we've hired folks in the industry, is that appreciation of somebody else's perspective. And, anyone who's been to a planning board or a zoning board or seen a city council meeting knows that there's always differing opinions. So being able to navigate that, appreciate what somebody else's point of view is, but also then advocate for what you believe is the appropriate thing to do, is extraordinarily difficult to teach. But through this experiential process that we're doing at Roger Williams, the hope is that the students will graduate and have that almost real world experience right out of the gate. They won't have to learn it on the job.
That's fantastic. And clearly it's something that we definitely need right now more than ever before, as the challenges in this sector, this super sector, are enormous and require a lot of nimble and contemporary thinking to navigate. Let's speak about the symposium a little bit, because I love this kind of stuff. I think a lot of people really love being able to digest a broad base of information in one sitting, if that makes sense. So I guess who out there that's listening to this right now would be a good candidate to attend the symposium? I guess what would they learn? And is this more for consumers who are looking to buy a home and or find an apartment? Or is this more for somebody who's looking to work or does work within the industry already?
You know, I'd say that really the symposium is open to everyone, but it's really geared towards industry professionals. As we've talked, lawyers, architects, contractors, property owners, people that are passionate about the built environment are all in the room. And so it's an opportunity to both hear expertise on some of these topics, but also to collaborate with other contemporaries in the New England market and have some really fun, candid conversations about where there are challenges, but where there's real opportunity. There are many real estate conferences around the country, but this is a very intimate, small group where people can really talk about the specific challenges that they're having and ask for help or share a recommendation on something that maybe worked in Massachusetts that might be applicable to Rhode Island. So it's a chance for not only our alums, not only our advisory board members, but industry professionals to gather together and share that expertise.
Question for each of you from a slightly different lens. What are some of the major challenges in the real estate industry right now? And what are some of the big opportunities out there that both from the standpoint of the three offerings Roger Williams University has right now, and just in general, what are some of the big moments, if you will, some of the key points in this field? And I guess let's start with Margaret on that.
Sure. And of course, I would, I'm interested to hear what our expert Heather has to say. But Certainly, as I've gotten to learn about this field, the interest rates are a big challenge. And also since COVID, and I think this was shifting before COVID, but it's really changed precipitously since COVID, the change in work, the way we work, where we work, that's had a big impact on commercial real estate. And it presents some challenges, but it also presents some opportunities for real estate professionals to think about different kinds of projects, different kinds of needs. And then I guess a third one I would say, as we alluded to before, a big focus for our institute is equity and environment. And so the challenge and the opportunity of planning for and adapting to climate change, particularly in coastal areas and particularly in the Northeast.
Heather?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't also say interest rates. I think it's front of mind for everyone across commercial real estate, residential real estate, even single family buyers. You know, it's the uncertainty of where interest rates went and where they'll go makes it very difficult to predict what the underwriting might be to make an appropriate risk-adjusted return for an investment. So that's going to continue to be a challenge, I think, certainly for the next year. I think the other thing that, you know, we talk about, but I think it's important to emphasize, is some of the challenges, again, across many real estate sectors, is a challenge with entitlements and the barriers to get things done at both the city, town, city, and state level. And in these moments where I think everybody acknowledges that we have a housing crisis in New England, it should be a moment that everyone takes a step back and tries to find those pathways to work together and accomplish the goals of creating more housing, both at an affordable level and at a market rate level, so that there's a variety of housing stock available both on rental and for sale for all of our families and individuals living in New England.
That's something that has been emphasized time and time again in all of our real estate reporting that we've done here on the show and beyond. I mean, everywhere is that, you know, whether it's Housing Secretary Stephen Pryor, Speaker of the House Joe Shikarchi, Governor McKee, I mean, you name it, a variety of professionals who have been on this show in recent weeks, reminding us that it is a broad spectrum of workforce housing, solving the crisis of the unhoused, all the way through luxury housing. There are challenges everywhere in this spectrum. So again, yes, using that word, nimble and really robust understanding of the industry is required. Roger Williams is set to provide that to folks. You know, one big challenge, of course, is on the affordable side, lowercase a affordable, where just from a development standpoint, there are huge challenges. Heather, from your assessment, the upcoming symposium, will folks be able to learn a little bit more about addressing that particular area of need?
Absolutely. We have a great panel that will be addressing affordable housing and talking about both, you know, some of the challenges that we see and barriers to getting affordable housing done, but also some successes. We have a panelist who's Adelaide Grady, who's joining us from Leggett McCall in Boston, and she's working on a massive redevelopment of affordable housing in Charlestown, Massachusetts. So it's going to be really exciting to hear her perspective. And I think as we think about affordable housing kind of across New England, it'll be interesting to hear from some of our municipal participants on where they would like to see developers focus on as well.
Well, this is really great stuff. And it's nice to professionalize this arena that is sometimes does end up being, you know, and I don't mean to cast aspersions, but sometimes you've got someone who has four or five different jobs and they say, well, I'll do some real estate on the side. And that person obviously has expertise. They've passed requisite exams and they're in the field. That's not to be dismissive, but really drilling down on all the different aspects of real estate, huge piece for our housing crisis and just in general from an economic development standpoint. Margaret, Heather, thank you so much for your time. And hey, if you're out there and you want to attend that symposium on April 25th, you know what to do. Head to the link, pre-register. That thing's going to sell out probably.
Thanks, Bill. We hope to see you there.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.